It's the end of the year, and we're giving out the cheers. This is The Perfect Pour.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour, show for beer drinking fun. Wow, I really, you know, it's only been 10 years.
Yeah.
439 episodes.
Okay.
I'm going to figure out this. I'm going to figure out the show description. I'm going to get it figured out. You just watch.
I'm glad you said it. I probably would have butchered it. So,
my 2022 resolution is the definitive show description. But it's a podcast for craft beer drinkers having the fun, and you're.
Well, that's you decide.
If you're a new listener, you're like already rolling your eyes. You're like, oh my god, the dude's talking about craft beer. How original? Well, it was original when we started 10 years ago. So shut up. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
There was like three of us. Okay, so that was original. Yeah. So all the other people, they're not. We're the ones that came up with segments. Nobody else is doing segments. Nobody's talking about the beers they drank the week before. Nobody's still talking, looking out for beers.
Nobody's doing that.
We were doing it. Okay? So stop. Stop grinding our gears. Jesus.
Yeah. Get off your soapbox already.
Number three on the iTunes craft beer podcast list, highest ranking ever. I mean, we're just never gonna get around the those guys in Texas.
Wait, there's two other beer podcasts.
Two other.
I was gonna say, you mentioned there
were three. Gold.
At one time, there was four of us. If you go back far enough in the episodes, and before we kicked out, I can't even remember his name, Mikey. Well, who was it?
Before we kicked out, we kicked somebody out?
Mm-hmm.
Kicked them out. Got the hell out of here. Growler Radio. They were the originals.
Ooh.
They're gone. They gone.
We beat them up and stole their lunch money.
Yeah.
Is that how we're going to do better? We're just going to keep outlasting podcasts.
Yep. That's how we do better.
That's how we become number one.
Just keep showing up. So thanks for being here. I'm just messing around.
Thank you.
I'm only half joking. We're just going to have some fun. We're doing this is we're starting 2022. Happy New Year. If you're listening right now here on Friday morning, you're still in 2021, which is pretty weird.
That's right. How's that feel?
Some of you might be listening in the next year, but the final day of the year, you're listening to the Perfect Pour. That's good for you. That's super.
Isn't that fun?
Right now, I'm having Chew Your Beer, I believe, Chew Your Beer, brewed. This is a Tower Trio. Tower 2, a double IPA from Trustworthy Brewing Company out of Burbank. And it's pretty good.
Burbank.
It's got Mosaic.
I believe it's pronounced Burbank.
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 Mosaic and Azaka. What do you got there, Nick?
I finished my tailgate, which was a suntan from Wren House. Now I am drinking a new glory. Do you even Mosaic, bro?
Classic grocery store beer now. What's the date on there? Check. Look at that date. Let's go live reading of the check. Live checking of the date.
Live checking. 11/9/21.
All right. That's good enough.
In the window?
Yep. Especially, you know, grocery store. Grocery store beer, getting the grocery store beer within 6 weeks, pretty solid.
All right.
Pretty solid. What do you got, Matt?
What am I drinking, you say? Mm-hmm. Ooh. I told myself I would remember the name.
That's an interesting beer.
Powder Day from Sierra Nevada.
Powder Day. Is that a snow, a skiing reference?
Snow reference? Oh, yeah. That's new, huh? That's fresh.
It's a dry hopped 7% IPA, and it is fantastic.
Is that in a mix pack? Where you get into this?
My friend John, he came over last night because we were hanging out by the fire pit, and he had a 4-pack. So I don't know where
4-pack.
Where
Sierra Nevada.
I don't know. Maybe he put the cans in the 4-pack.
This is sounding
that's shady. What showed up.
I think he got
build your own 4-pack.
I think he got parking lot Sierra Nevada, not licensed Sierra Nevada. I think he's got unlicensed, bought it in a parking lot outside the concert Sierra Nevada. That doesn't sound like legit to me. He's like, oh yeah, it's Sierra Nevada. It's good as the Sierra Nevada you get in there.
I mean, maybe the label just looks a little homemade, but you know.
Maybe he just didn't want to carry around a soggy cardboard box, so he just clicked them in.
Made his own clickers. Clickety click. Isn't that satisfying though? The most satisfying of the beer holding apparatus is clicking that beer, unclicking and clicking the beer out of there. Out of those 4-packs. No, nobody else gets that feeling.
No, I'm going to say no.
If you ever want to have a lot of fun, I can set up a...
Ooh, I could get paid to do this? Clickety-clicky?
Yeah, I could have you volunteer a day to the click-on pack techs, and you'll just
no grass, yes.
Have so much fun.
Click, like the first hour, I'm just like, woo! Click, 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 woo, woo, woo! Click, click, click. Man, this is good. Then, like, 90-minute mark, I'm just like, so, we're still doing this?
Mm-hmm.
When's the time we get the beer? When do we get the beer? Culture. Uh-oh.
Oh, I still got it.
Oh, man.
I know.
Omicron, Omni-U. In Russia, you, Omicron. I don't know. No. It needs to be better than that. Edit that out, Mike. Joke didn't work.
Edit that part out.
Edit.
No flops here. No flops.
You
gotta do
the clap so you can see it. And then
all bangers.
There you go.
All bangers.
All bangers. We're starting 2022 with all bangers.
All bangers.
This year, all bangers. My New Year's. No. What's your New Year's resolution, son? All bangers, Mom. What? All bangers. All year long. All bangers.
All bangers.
I don't know what that means. Of course you don't. You're a mom.
Go do mom things.
Go do some mom shit. Trying to focus on all bangers.
All bangers. The perfect year.
The perfect year. Yeah, we're going to have a perfect year 2022. The perfect pour. All banger episodes. Every episode.
We're going to get that number two spot.
Away. Yeah, we want that number two spot. Going to walk away. I'm like, man, that was a banger. Damn straight it was. It's all banger year.
All bangers.
We're going to keep recording. Keep recording it until we get all bangers. Just like the Let It Be album. It's going to sit in the studio until we get all bangers.
Yeah. 150 hours for a 45-minute podcast.
Yep. Well, I guess the culture we should start off with is the pours, our annual awards to ourselves. Because nobody else is going to give us awards, so we've got to do it.
What?
No, we're not on anybody's 2021 list, so we've got to make our own list up. Fresno style,
not
man.
Not once.
That's Fresno energy. In Fresno, you're like, why doesn't anyone do this in Fresno? Just do it. Fresno allows you to do it. So we're just going to make our own list. It's the pours. Let's start off with the big one. So your beers of the year.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna go to Matt. What is your beer of the year? Single beer.
Oh well, I already messed that up.
Uh oh.
Oops.
Well, so 12-ounce, I have a definitive winner, ounces. Even though it came late in the season. Celebration. Cannot be
good choice.
Whoa.
Good choice. Whoa. Hard to argue that.
16 ounce, I would just say, and this purely is because of where I shop, it would be Urban Roots because there's a certain market that we go to, and it seems like they have every single hoppy beer that they release. And so it's nice that I can just build a mixed six pack of all the different hoppy beers that, not Urban Roots, sorry.
Am I not seeing Urban Roots there?
Rewind. New Glory, because I'm thinking of Ubadink.
New Glory. Ubadink?
Yeah. Yeah. So, rewind that, put New Glory.
New Glory's Ubadink for 16 ounce. Sierra Nevada's.
Well, no, any IPA.
Oh, any of them.
Yeah.
Wait, Northeast IPA?
They have a lot of West Coasts.
Okay. And I know you said any, and I was trying to turn it around.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
So those would be the beers.
Bangers. All bangers.
Beers. Plural.
Beers. All bangers. What are your bangers, Nick? What's your banger? Poor beer. Pours.
My poor beer.
Number one
my
beer.
Poorest beer of all.
Of the year for 2021. From Nick.
My beer of the year is Psychic Advisor from There Does Not Exist.
Wow. Coming in late and hitting hard.
Hitting hard.
It's good to get those good beers in late if you want to get a poor award.
That's right. I mean, yeah, because we remember them.
Something in February. You're just
January. Like, what?
Wow, you're just liking it, West Coast.
Like it, keeping it West Coast. Double if I can, but singles are all right. Stout, yeah. We haven't gone stout yet. Never mind. West Coast, clean, crisp, refreshing.
You
very nice. Probably has all the hops I like.
You would prefer a double? You would, if you know some beers will make the same beer and there'll be a single and a double. You're gonna always go for the double. You prefer doubles over singles?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes, I would prefer DIPA.
There's a saying for that. It's called here for a good time.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. that's part of it, yeah.
Don't care about hangover tomorrow.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that I am typically drinking at home these days, and I got nowhere to go than either later that night or the next day. So it's easier to enjoy a higher ABV beer and not worry so much. Like, oh, I got to do this next or I got to do that. It's like, no, just got to get up tomorrow and have a breakfast burrito and
sometimes that
take a couple Advil and call it good.
That trip to the from the couch to the bed, that can get kind of treacherous.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's.
I guess the other saying is that DIPA will do.
Well, yeah. That's why we got a sleeping sized couch, just in case that doesn't that transition doesn't happen.
I've fallen asleep on that couch a few times. It is the perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just sleep here.
Yeah.
When you fall asleep on the couch after drinking, do you usually get up before daylight, or do you ever find yourself waking up on the couch in the daylight?
No, I old man syndrome. I'm usually in the bathroom once or twice in the middle of the night. So probably the second time I'm up to go to the bathroom, I'll just go to bed.
Yeah. You know. Then your normal body will just like automatically walk you to bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like might as well. I could use some blankets now and a pillow.
Do you ever get kicked out of bed sometimes when you're that drunk like I do? Because you're, like, you know, snoring and just
obnoxious. Yeah, that is when the snoring occurs. No, just get the elbow to turn over.
Turn over,
you're snoring. Oh, I'm sleeping so good. Why is my mouth dry?
Yeah, but you woke me up. It's like a sauna. Like, which is the worst sin? Snoring or waking the person up? Who was happily asleep snoring. Huh? Think about that.
Oh, definitely. Not only do I snore, but I'm also the heavy sleeper of the two. So
I am.
It's definitely worse waking up the other with the snoring.
We have the same setup in my house. I am a heavy sleeper that will snore with heavy drinking. And the person next to me is a light sleeper.
Yes, yes.
That will wake up.
For anything.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, mine, my beer of the year, Russian River Brewing Company, Pliny the Elder DDH.
Oh.
Remember the DDH, Pliny? That was damn good. I only had a couple of them, so it's hard to really.
Was that in a can?
I went heavy on on the taste. Yes, the first quote unquote Pliny in the can.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I went lighter on the amount of that I had it, and went heavy on the times I did have it. How good it was, so. Mine is Pliny DDH. Damn good.
Damn
pretty much
good.
A perfect West Coast IPA. Close second would have been Mai Tai IPA. Alvarado Street.
Nice. Alvarado.
And the third one would have been Liquid Gravity's IPA. Just their plain West Coast IPA. Now is when
that
thing is fresh, that thing is hits. It was like, yes, this is what West Coast is supposed to be right here.
Mm-hmm. Right here. But yeah.
Well, Nick, how about do you have a brewery? A brewery of the year?
Brewery? Checking my notes. Yahoo.
Macro.
Budweiser. You ever heard of it?
Budweiser.
Pizza Port. Pizza Port was up there this year for me.
Really?
Bike Dog once again. But I think the most I gravitated a lot. Like Matthew did to New Glory. Woo. Mostly because of the market, ended up finding a lot of. They kicked out a bunch of West Coast IPAs this year, and I found myself always with one or two of them in the mixed six pack.
Matt, would you be any different? I feel like you might have the same brewery as Nick, as your beer, as your IPAs. Or would you have a different brewery of the year?
What was his brewery of the year?
New Glory.
Mm. Mine was actually Peer Project.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh.
Ooh.
Interesting.
I do like a lot of the beers that they make, but I'm very fond of their aesthetic of their different tap rooms. And most recently, one of the shows I was absent for, I was actually driving back from San Diego, and different stages, we've befriended them over there at Peer Project, and we, with a new tap room coming along, we kind of just asked them, they're like, hey, we'd like to bend your ear and ask questions and sit down, and they were super inviting. They said, yeah, let us know a day, and we'll all carve out time, and we'll just show you the place, talk about stuff, and it was kind of really cool to just be able to do that with another place. So
you, they're very welcoming, it sounds like. So you must not have told them you're from Fresno? Did you tell them you're from, like, the Bay Area?
Oh, they know.
I'm from Clovis.
We're from Clovis?
They know exactly who we are.
Ooh. Right. So.
But, yeah, it's... You know, it's like not only is it ran by amazing people, but they have good beer and they have cool tap rooms, and not just one cool tap room. They're in the beginning of the year, they'll have five up and running and two brew facilities. So it's a lot.
Yeah, I went to one this year.
Brewfus.
Yeah. And tell me you didn't have a good time.
I certainly did.
Yep. That's what I thought.
One of my few world travelers this year. Well, we've got New Glory, we've got Peer Project, and I am gonna go with Liquid Gravity.
Wow,
solid choice.
New Glory actually was very close between New Glory and Liquid Gravity. Because we shop at the same place, so
right.
New Glory always at the market. You know, they're basically the first one I'm looking at. I'm like, which is there one I haven't had yet? Yes, here's one. I'm having that. New Glory consistently comes up with, you know, if you wait a couple weeks, there'll be a new Glory beer there.
Which is
good, but yeah. Just the Liquid Gravity, everything I had from them this year was great, and the Pale from the Dark Side, and just their IPA, like I said before, and just everything they did was good this year. So I can't remember I picked last year, but may have been them. This may be back-to-back years. If it is, still deserved. And I still haven't been to their actual place of business.
Not going to do it.
Central California, bro. That's all I know. They're in Central California. That's all I know.
Keep it central.
Well, for story of the year, for me, you guys may not even have one, but the Reckoning, the Brienne Allen, the Rat Magnet of just all everything that came out with all the bad stuff that's gone on over the years in craft beer, and sort of airing that out and dragging that out in the street and say, look at this craft beer is and is all puppy dogs and awesomeness. Sometimes there's craft beer just has all the shitty people that all the other businesses has too. It's not all perfect.
Yeah. So
that was, people
drunk enough and you see their real side.
Even in a year of pandemic and brewery closures and breweries like battling through a pandemic and all this stuff. And this still was to me the biggest story, but, hopefully it was big enough that it's, lasts and doesn't, we don't just sort of forget about it and go back to our old ways, but hopefully it was more of a cleansing kind of thing than a, just like, see, we suck and we're going to keep sucking.
Yeah, not a sustain on the scene.
Yeah, but events now are, taken like two major hits for any kind of big brewery outdoor event of lots of breweries coming together and having a festival. Like, you have a pandemic and then you have like so many of those stories came from festivals, like a female having to work a festival and just getting harassed at a festival. Like, half the stories were festival based, and it's just like you get like a giant place of like a bunch of dudes drunk and
right,
it's just
what could possibly go wrong.
I'm sure it's just gonna be all great stories, but so I don't know, like the future of festivals are obviously they're not going to be over, but it'll be interesting what kind of year 2022 will have for beer festivals with the pandemic winding down and then all just all the trouble that beer festivals can cause. I don't know that they'll ever, even when we're through this whole, there is zero trace of pandemic anymore. I'll be curious to find out like how festivals will come back the same as they were before with those two things.
No more Lion Fest.
Cause I wonder, I mean, Matt would have some idea about this, but I mean, obviously there must be a positive for breweries to be involved in festivals, but like how, I just wonder how much anymore they affect the bottom line or affect the, how popular a brewery gets being at a festival. Like how much is that worth it? This send either have volunteers or send some of your employees out to this festival and, bros just show up and drain your kegs and then it's over. Like, how much is that? How big of a positive is that for a brewery to just get involved in that? Especially, like, a lot of places expect you to just, like, bring your beer and, like, not pay for anything. Like, if it's a festival that you're not putting on, does a festival usually say, like, hey, like, bring everything. We're not going to pay you anything. You can have a table or maybe you don't have to pay for a table.
It depends on the festival. Generally, festivals try to cover costs. I mean, if you're doing CBC or something like that, obviously there would be costs to it. But CCBA generally tries to make it affordable for breweries to do festivals that they put on. We've been part of beer camp and stuff like that. And, maybe the educational portions, cost a fee, but the festival will be free to a certain amount of your staff. So, but generally places are very upfront with what they'll provide. You know, table, cloth, easy up, blah, blah, blah.
You think it's a positive for the an established brewery? It's good to be there. I mean, it's worth it getting into a festival.
I mean, it really, I don't know.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Sometimes good, sometimes maybe no. I do think festivals are good. And I do think that you get all walks of life that go to festivals. So no matter if you're big or small a brewery, it makes sense to go there. I mean, obviously it's not for profit, even, you know, maybe unless you're selling merch or something, but it's nice to be there for the beer community, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes that's when you see fans or friends or people from out of town, you know.
I imagine it's good for a brewery starting out and maybe not everybody knows about them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of break out from a festival and people start looking for them after that, but.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, it must be something. Everyone gets in them. I mean, who wouldn't want to be in the Firestone Walker Invitational, I guess. So it's... So any other stories outside of the Reckoning for you guys?
Crickets.
Fresh beer.
I didn't really have like a story that more or less stood out, but I definitely wanted to shine light on definitely a revolving door of individuals that have participated in the Friday night Zooms this past year. That has been a pretty consistent and very lively crowd and people from all across the states and sometimes in the Canadas, you know.
Even the Canadas? Wow. International.
So.
Ooh la la.
The
Montreal?
I mean, maybe we're number 3 on iTunes or whatever, podcast tunes, but how many of those podcasts have people from multiple states that do a video happy hour on Friday night?
Yeah.
Or have Discord. Well, okay, Discord channels are probably a thing that other podcasts have. Yeah. But consistent Zooms.
Friday night.
Fight us.
Listeners of the Perfect Pour and occasionally a host on Friday nights on Zooms, hang out and drink beer. And you can be there if you haven't done it. It's still happening. Now that the Omicron is out there wreaking havoc, you can stay home again and get on the Zooms Friday night. Look at the show links. There's a link to the Discord Lagerline, and then usually somebody will post the secret code for the Friday night Zoom. If you don't see it, message one of us, somebody you know is involved, and you can get it. Was there something?
I don't know if it falls in line with stories or I don't know where it falls, so I'm just going to say it. I just would like to remind anybody that Radar Palooza happened this year.
Well, there's the Get It of the Year. Get It of the Year.
Get It of the Year. Quite possibly, people got stuck in airports because of weather and COVID.
Get it?
Yes, but there was a grand get it.
Radar Palooza. There's talk of another one in 2022. Maybe at Radars, maybe not. Maybe in another location, but Yeah, that would be my
the radar tour.
It's the traveling.
It's like the
it's like Belgium. tour de radar, I guess.
Tour de radar. That would be my get it of the year. In a tough second straight year for being a tough year to have get it. That was a big one. I like the one though. The XL went through Oklahoma City. Formerly Buffalo's XL Perro, drove through Oklahoma City and stopped at Core 4. Had a little get it there at the Core 4 on his way to Phoenix. So,
kind of desert Perro XL. Hotter than Fresno XL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We get to look down. Yeah, when I talked to Trent, I was like, looks like it's 112 there. It's only 104 here. It's quite luxurious.
Then he's like, "Get off my podcast!
Get off!
Look at my podcast. Humidity. It's almost zero.
We have like slight humidity. You have no humidity."
Hey, Mikey, is it time for a word from our sponsors?
Yes, let's hear from the Perfect Board sponsors in 2022. We're going to have sponsors like...
People think I always take the train because I'm afraid of flying. Me? Afraid? I take the train because it's the best way to enjoy light beer from Miller. Rolling through the Rockies and all across the Midwest, nice, less filling. And it tastes great coast to coast. That's why I take the train, not because I'm scared of anything. Hey, what happened to the light?
Beer from Miller. Everything you always wanted in a beer. And less.
Baby, I'm a little afraid of the dark.
John Madden, Miller Lite. Wow. Yes, Miller Lite.
Frank Kelly into everybody.
No, that's the actual John Madden, bro. I'm old enough to remember those commercials.
It's kind of a little pre-cheers, but obviously somebody that was influential in all of our lives, no matter how much you were in or not in sports. He was just a hilarious dude, and as well as he made a lot of S happen in the sports world. I know Mikey's.
There was probably a 10-year run where I bought every Madden, you know, every year you just bought the Madden, whatever Madden came out.
Yep.
And I'm sad that I've gotten away from that. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Midnight Warehouse.
I'm a Rand fan. Madden. I wasn't a Raider fan, but obviously. And John Madden, watched many of John Madden, Pat Summerall games. Is it Pat Summerall? Mm-hmm. Whatever. And, he had great Miller Lite. Really, the birth. I don't know if they were the first, but, like, certainly the best of the beer commercial, like really solidified beer commercials as being fun things. And before Super Bowl, every Super Bowl had huge beer commercials. Miller Lite was having them with John Madden. I'm glad we finally got some money on this, some real sponsorship here.
Yep, the truck will be dropping off the Miller Lite fridge at the studio next week.
No more Indy for us.
You got to get a banner on the garage door.
Yeah.
My neighbor's got to look at a Miller Lite banner on my garage door every day.
They're going to put decals on Mikey's Ranger.
Yep.
Yes.
Official Ranger.
Cover up the 805 stickers. They're going to replace his light bars with Miller Lite neon.
Yeah. Oh, they got to have the lights have got to have the covers, Miller Lite covers.
No. Yes. Oh, the KC lights, but yeah. Miller Lite covers.
Yes. Oh, man. Look good.
Then you need shadow cutouts. So when you turn the lights on, Miller Lite logos are projected onto the car in front of you.
Damn it. Let's get that
He's going to have He's going to have the Miller Lite shift or the beer tap shift knob.
Yes. But super extended, so it's in the windshield. Everybody could see it.
They're like, fuck, look at that stick. Yep. Isn't that an automatic transmission? Yeah, I still got the stick. I still do the stick part.
Hey, if you don't manual shift an automatic, are you even a car person?
Right?
Wow.
Yeah, I'd still do it.
I'll tell you when to go into second gear.
Tell you, car. No, really, it's no problem at all. I can do it myself. No!
I got you, bro.
Let's see. Yeah, that's Get Out of the Year, Radar Palooza. Well, any some other things. You guys got any other poor-related subjects?
Poor-related? Well, I don't know if you guys did your Untappd year in review.
Yeah, a little bit.
The only... They assign you your top drinking buddy
yep.
for the year. And this year, my top drinking buddy was none other than Wazoo Corvette.
Oh, Wazoo. Now, did so you,
cheer,
now,
well,
you
cheers would, to him.
See, I was trying to figure that out because mine was 20 bags.
Whoa.
And, like, I saw my only time I saw 20 bags this year was last week at the... the rush day, and so I assume it means like who you're in actual same venue and you checked in.
Ah,
so
well that you, no that can't be because I've never actually met Wazoo in person.
Oh. What's their how do they do that then?
Sure you
how
did.
How they do? I did. Did I meet him and not know it? Damn it. Was he at Ace Hardware with me one Sunday and I didn't know?
Yeah, undoubtedly.
Like I was asking him like he worked there. He's mm-hmm. like, I don't work here. Yeah, but where's your number 10 screws? I just show me where the like, number 10s are at.
He's like, I'd like your show. And you're like, what? And he's like, they're behind the brass screws.
Thanks, bro. Keep up the good work.
Just need self-tapping number 10s, and I'll be out of here.
What are you using self-tapping for? Metal or
metal. Wood? Yeah, self-tapping or for metal. Sheet metal screws.
Sheet metal. I do lots of sheet metal work.
Yes.
They're for everything if you try hard enough.
Well, that's right.
Whatever you can get.
New toilet, sheet metal screws.
Screw it in there.
That's right.
Yeah, mine...
fastening pictures to the wall. Metal screws.
My check-ins were down this year because the Untap will give you a comparison of 2020 and 2021.
Oh, man. Down. It's shameful, too.
Yeah, 411 for 2020. 383 Ooh. For 2021. Sound a little
okay. Down. We're not going to talk about my numbers then.
I had 27 out of 200 out of 225 styles on Untappd. I had only 27 of them, which you know I was surprised it was that much. I'm like, oh, I had 27 different styles. Wow, look at me. Yeah, but it's a weird year, so.
Yeah, very.
There's 1.3 million people on Untappd, users on Untappd, using Untappd.
Well, this must say something about our market, too, because I also have 21 styles out of 225.
Hmm.
But I only checked in 65 times.
Wow. Yeah, you didn't.
So how did I get 21 that. Different styles in 65 check-ins?
I don't know. You just
I must really be the market. That must be what's available to us.
By the way, I don't think I mentioned I opened up a beer from Chew Your Beer This is the Strata Wallpaper Dry Hop Pilsner. A Dry Hop Pilsner. It's not bad. Pretty good. This is a Pennsylvania from Imprint Beer Company. But it's from Chew. So I don't know if Pittsburgh Tom sent this to Chew and then Chew gave it to me. Or gave it to us, quote unquote. But oh, Imprint. Pretty good.
Wang. Or
Pilsner.
Pills. Pills don't pay the bills.
Pills that pays the bills. Did you look at your Untappd numbers at all, Matt?
I don't know how to find them.
You're in the news section when you're in Untappd, and look at the your notifications in Untappd, and then the news section. You'll find them if you're an Untappd user and haven't looked at it yet. Go into the news section on Untappd, and they're sitting in there. See if I can do that real quick. Get the notifications, then click the news tab, and then you might have to scroll down a little bit because other stories have come out since then. But there's a year in beer 2021, top 10 beers of 2021, top 10 styles, blah blah beep boop blah blah. Blah.
Beep, boop, beep,
apparently, the number one IPA of the year was New Belgium's Ranger series.
Wow. Shocking.
Shocking.
Number one marketed IPA? Is that the category?
Well, basically just number one selling IPA.
Number one marketed IPA?
Yes. I did more chickens.
Wow. Ooh. How many did you get?
I did 240 versus 178.
Oh, look at you. Stronger year for you. Untapped's on the rise for Matt.
Top beer was Montucky.
All right. Industry, such an industry.
Then it goes Lancelot, Nelson Baby, Rock Me All Mosaic, and Minesweeper. Yep, those all add up. I tried 38 different styles out of 225.
Oh, you have more styles than Nick or myself.
I had IPA, stout, and sour were my top three.
You drink that much sours?
I guess. I drank from 89 different breweries.
89? That's pretty big.
Damn.
Hey, my top three are Slice, Liquid Gravity, and New Glory.
Hey,
no surprise there. Argue with that.
Yeah, no Slice picks this year, top picks.
We didn't have enough. I mean, if it wasn't for Wazza Corvette, I wouldn't have even had a Slice beer at all this year. You know, straight Slice. You know, once in a while we can get a Slice collab, but... There is no source outside of Wazza Corvette for a full 100% Slice beer. If you want a Slice beer and you're in Fresno, hit up Wazza Corvette on Wednesdays, because for some reason his job takes him to Fresno on Wednesdays, and he's out and about. He's a Fresno on Wednesdays. Wazza Corvette's a Fresno, so. Hit him up.
You think he's got El Camino and he fills the bed with ice and then slice beers he's in the that, bed and just drives around town?
He's got the El Camino bed all sealed up so doesn't escape. Nothing escapes and he just fills that sucker with ice.
Oh, he goes up to Tahoe and gets some fresh snow and like packs it in the bed.
Oh, yeah. Right now he can just get a shit ton of snow.
Yeah. And then just
that's what I like about this time of year, especially if it's snowing. Like the other day, I was out with my daughter here within the neighborhood, and somebody had just come down the hill and their truck was just like the top of their truck, and their whole all around their truck was just filled with snow, not just from just driving down. They didn't even, you know, purposely fill it up.
Had a snowhawk.
Yeah, I was like, look, snowhawk. I get it.
Yeah. Okay. Like the truck, the roof of the truck is covered with snow.
Totally.
Totally.
Matt, what's he talking about?
Okay, fine. Never mind. Makes sense in my head. It's like you put the snow, it was like hair on the roof of the truck.
Oh, okay. Like, oh, mohawk reference. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of the bird.
A snowhawk.
All right. Nah, what? Man.
A bird.
That's good.
Never mind. I quit.
God. Show is terrible. Come on, this is all bangers. Oh wait, this is still 2021. You guys are
ruining the banger record. We gotta do it again next week now.
Yep. All bangers starting next week. Are you guys all right?
That's right.
So next week, since we called in sick for the no cussing episode, do you want it next week to restart it? Be the no cussing episode, the family okay episode? Bring your
next
gather
week?
Your family around the radio dial and listen to the perfect pour.
Well, then we better start our banger streak after that.
Oh, you can't have a banger and cuss
and no cussing. Yeah, and
no cussing. Like, there's no way to have a banger without cussing.
I mean, that's like not having a cupcake without sprinkles. You know, still good, but yeah. Could be better.
It's like having a pizza with pineapple on it. It's like, well, I guess it's still pizza. But
banger. All bangers.
All bangers. No pineapple. All bangers. Well, there you go. That's the pours. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Do you want to talk about the Green Flash Alpine being bought? They're done moving to Georgia. They'd never be heard from again.
What a weird situation.
Yeah.
But did they just buy it to gut it? Like, is nobody's going to remember Green Flash after this?
That's what some people are saying. They're just, I don't know. But yeah. Green Flash is moving to Georgia. Green Flash slash old Alpine moving to Georgia. Luckily, the original Alpine people are now, was it McKinley's? I'm sorry. I know San Diego people are going to kill me.
Mecca
Henry's.
I hear pitchforks rattling.
Yeah, they're like, now I hate the perfect pour.
It's like McKinley or something.
McKinley. I know it when I see it, so don't worry.
You can
send us some of the beer and then we'll be able to pronounce it properly. But anyway,
I still call it Alpine.
I thought they were consolidating operations to Colorado.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. I haven't seen a Green Flash beer in forever. And the only Alpine I was getting was at the Yard House.
Duet.
Yeah. So, I mean, whatever. Is it Sweetwater that bought them? Happened. I don't think we talked about since last week was, we're doing a live show and it was all weird and stuff. I mean, we did talk about Zach's, but maybe not enough. So that Zach's is at, it's not back, but at least there you can buy or you can go drink some Zach's beer again, right? At the thing.
I don't know how the incubator works. I've yet to go.
Me neither.
So they'll be making beer, but I don't know how they get it out. I don't know if they and put it places or you go down there and drink it.
Have you been over there, Matt? It's in the Tioga Sequoia neighborhood. The brewery district.
The Rec Room, I believe, just has 411 beer, but the incubator itself has been known to have the different breweries there, like, roll up the door and sell things.
Mm.
And there's going to be Zach's beer either soon or now already?
Soon.
Soon. Okay. So that's exciting. Exciting.
Zach attack.
So we can at least drink Zach's beer again soon. I just wanted to mention one Looking Out For beer, really for Nick and Matt, really. It's from Black Stack Brewing Company, and it's a label buy alert. It's called Spare Parts. Whoa. It's a fooder aged dark lager.
Wow.
But the label, it's like the STP oil, you know, logo, a play off of that, but it's got like a wrench instead of the T. And it's just, you know, a cool looking label. If you look at Black Stack Brewing, find that Spare Parts label. You're like, oh, okay. It's very car guy label.
What? Like, they're pandering to us. Oh, yes, I see it.
All right.
That is a classy label. Very old-timey looking, kind of almost like an old can of oil label.
Yeah, yeah. That was only Looking Out For. That caught my eye. I mean,
that this is Looking
do
Out
you think,
For.
Is there any, I don't think, you know, people, we always try to pick like what's going to be the style for 2022, and Beer Crunch is really trying to hard to get this cold IPA thing happening.
Oh no!
Which is basically,
is this really replacing
hoppy
lagers?
Yeah, it's sort of a play off of hoppy lagers. I guess it's slightly different, like because they're cold fermenting it in a different way. But it's basically a hoppy lager that's like super cold fermented. I apologize, Hop Cruncher, if I'm getting that slightly wrong. But there's a little bit of a difference enough to not call it a hoppy lager, I guess. But basically, you're just trying to not use the lager part of it, and just because IPAs sell, so you're just like anything you can. You need any excuse you have to use the IPA moniker, right, then you're going to use it. So he's really trying to push this cold IPA thing is going to happen, which maybe it will. I don't know, but
are they hoping to just glance over the cold part and go for the IPA?
Just call it an IPA. That's, you know, just, yeah. Well, yeah. Why try to change it? Just like, this is an IPA. And then in the description, you say we've made this really cold. And there's a lager yeast involved, but just like put the lager yeast in really, 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 really tiny, tiny, tiny words.
What's a lager yeast?
I mean, I always liked hoppy lagers. I mean,
yeah, if I had to have a lager, a hoppy one was a little nice.
Exactly. It's like, oh, lager. I know what lagers taste like. They all taste like lagers.
I mean, what am I, a brewer?
What am I, a brewer?
Who wants just a regular lager?
Like, yes, it's not. And like, I know, even a really well-made lager, I'm just like, yeah, lager. That's a good lager.
There you go. Congratulations.
At least.
World's best cup of coffee.
At least an IPA or a pale, like something magical might happen. You know, it probably won't, but maybe. Like, maybe I'm just like, holy fuck, this is really good. And I'm just going to discover the beer of the year. But when you're having a lager, that's not going to happen when you have a lager. You're just going to be like, oh my God, I got to have this all the time. This is the best thing I've ever had. You're just going to be like, yeah, good lager. So.
Well, I'm going to orgame you right now then.
Uh-oh.
Okay, IPA or the perfectly made lager. most perfectly made lager ever, or just like a
same percentage,
3 month old keg of Sierra Nevada on
draft. Same ABV. Like a
can a lager get up to
A pale
IPA? Okay, pale. So we're talking 4.5 to 6 range.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I'm gonna say the pale. An average pale versus a really good lager.
Good is subjective, but the perfectly made gold lager. Standard,
like this is a
produced lager.
Well done, fresh lager.
As it should be
versus
an
okay pale.
Per guidelines.
Yeah. I'm probably gonna go with the pale. If I don't know what either of them taste like, yeah, I'm gonna be like, oh, let me try the pale. Yeah.
Or Uncle Buck's homebrew pale ale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll try your pale, Uncle Buck. See what you got there.
Yeah. He made it on his Mr. Beer kit. Guaranteed.
I'm sorry, industry, and I'm sorry, lager guy. I'm sorry, beer Twitter. I'm sorry, beer TikTok, that just like desperately have been trying to get. This is the year of the lager every year. At the beginning of every year, there's just a ton of industry buzz about like, this is going to be the year of the lager, guys. I can feel it. Like, okay. It's just a lager. It's great during the day. It's a great to mix in with your IPAs to reset your palate with.
In between your beer.
Right. I'm glad lagers are there. I don't have a problem with them, but it'd be a pretty boring world if it was just all lagers, guys. Sorry. Do you have anybody want to throw some 2022 predictions before we move on to voicemails? Or any other looking out fours.
Slice beer doobie snacks.
Oh man, yeah, I've been seeing some slice beer releases lately. I'm just like, damn it.
Yeah, I need the can for my beer collection, and I need the beer for my belly. And a brewery, I don't think I had it all this year / what was now last year. Angry Chair.
Oh,
Untitled
yeah.
Art is the beer I'm looking out for from them. Predictions. I'm going to say Tropical IPA is coming back.
All right. Out of nowhere. You never know.
Never know.
It could happen. I've seen a lot of Hellas lagers lately.
Yeah.
That could become a thing. I'm sure it won't, but I wouldn't mind it. I don't like Hellas. I mean, I like Hellas's fine, and but yeah, I don't think I don't see any style, because I mean I know I'm just not seeing like a style that's just gonna
emerge on its own.
I mean. I think maybe just lower ABV. I mean, you're talking about loving the doubles. One thing Beer Cruncher was saying that I kind of agree with. Say, like factoring in the shortages of cans and just the production and being as what it, and supply chain and all this stuff that breweries might sort of lean on sending out more doubles to stores because consumers are like, a little bit more trained, like, oh, if it's a double, sure, I'll pay a little bit more. So, and it's a little bit more shelf stable. A double IPA has more shelf stability, and you can make more money from them. So that maybe breweries are going to be doing, you're going to keep seeing more double IPAs in the store, which I kind of feel like maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, hard seltzers, I think they've leveled off and they're just sort of going to
spring break is coming.
Going back into their falling back into like part of the lexicon instead of being like the end all be all. Yeah, my prediction is there won't be a style that breaks up.
Ooh, wow.
That's my prediction.
No prediction.
Matt, do you have any thoughts about 2022 in the beer culture wise?
Nope.
All right. Well, that's enough. The pours for 2021 and our look for 2022. Get ready. Let's hope we can safely by summer at least. I know I probably said the same exact thing a year ago.
Yeah.
What like, year is this?
By summer, we can just walk amongst ourselves normally and safely and not worry about anything. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? We highly recommend that you call the show and leave us something to talk about. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the show. It is a 24/7 line that you can call drunk or sober, horny or not horny, and leave a message. Oh, okay. I'm worried now. I've just opened up a box that I didn't want to open.
22 is going to be a hell of a year.
Old school voicemail line. You got 3 minutes or less to say what you think a perfect poor listener needs to hear, or you could just record it yourself. We encourage you, if you're a beginning podcaster, put together a 3-minute beer podcast, and we'll listen to it, and we'll give it a shot. We do it all the time. Haven't heard any podcasts lately, our regular podcasts or new podcasts. So we're waiting for your 3-minute beer podcast in 2022. Let's get a new one going. You send that file to us at perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Sorry. We got beer burps going on. And let's see what we got in the traditional voicemail line. We've got a couple, so here we go, guys.
Hello, Perfect Core. This is Psycho Bear again.
Psycho Bear's back.
I'm going to leave a cool voicemail. I had a bottle share last night and got to enjoy a vertical of Black Tuesday from 2017 to 2021. I have to say, 17 was top shelf, and it slowly declined. All that good stuff needs to age, but what a pleasure it was. Thanks, Port Bob. Enjoyed a We All Need to Do Better from Great Notion, I believe, pastry stout, imperial stout collab with Weathered Souls, had coffee and blackberries, and actually was really good. Also, I didn't mention this last time. When I came back from the good life, I made a little stop at There Does Not Exist. And I met Tony Bags! cool guy.
What?
And get got it. Something there I can't remember, but last night, along with the other goods, we had Flat Earth Vision. Damn good beer by them guys. And, yeah, heading back down to the good life for the holidays. Check out what Wade's Wines has in Agoura Hills. Check it out, man. Anybody close to there needs to go. Anyways, happy holidays, perfect pour. Keep up the good work, guys. Check your dates. Goodbye.
Yeah, yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Psycho Check Bear.
Your dates. Except for stouts. Don't worry.
God dang it. Come on, tape player.
Bum bada bum bum bum. Bum bada bum bum
you
bum.
You know what?
Keep up the good work, guys.
Huh. I don't know why I didn't work.
But... It's okay. I took care of it.
Okay. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks. Yeah, that's what everybody wants to hear.
There you go. Analog in 2022, baby.
Yeah, thank always you, on Bear. Time.
And let's hear from somebody I've been waiting to hear from a little bit.
Hey, guys. Paul.
Oh, the
Rush Day show was awesome. Was super cool to have Chu and Tony Bags on. And to Tony Bags, yes, I accept your invitation to the event in Oakland. I do, however, work 7 days a week, so if that happens to be on a weekend...
Stop that.
I probably won't be able to go. Because I pour beer on the weekends and I teach during the week. If it's a weekday, no problem. I am, however, taking the entire month of January off. Because I've been working 7 days a week for so long, I've been afforded a leave of absence, and I'm going to Colorado for a month. And I will be passing... through Fresno on Saturday the 8th. And I will be bringing a ton of beer from Adobe Creek where I work because I've been too lazy to mail any. And if it happens to be too early in the morning to drop them at Tioga Sequoia, I'm wondering if I can have permission to leave a porch bomb at the studio. Let me know if that's all right, and I will do that. One or the other, either bring them to Matt or leave them there. Either way, though, beer will be arriving on Saturday the 8th in Fresno from me. Okay, guys, that's all for now. Cheers. Keep up the good work.
The 8th, yeah.
That will be allowed. Wait, hold on, Paul, wait.
Judge rules.
I gotta never mind.
You gotta rewind the tape.
Oh.
Tubes get cold again.
My analog isn't going so great this week. That we can work that out, Paul. I think at the moment we don't. I think I'm scheduled to be around, or certainly you can always porch bomb. Nobody's going to stop you from porch bombing here, whatever time it is. But, yeah. If you come into town too early for Tioga, the studio will allow a porch bomb from Paul. No doubt. You know, Marin people, we let Marin people in here over here. Marin people are cool.
They got to show their world market.
Yeah, they got to
member card.
Throw out some Marin references to make sure. And that's the traditional voicemails. There's an interview request. Let's listen to this, guys. Here's an email we got. What do you think we're going to do with this? Interview pitch, former Blue Moon creator launches Sierra NA. And cannabis-infused beer.
Ooh.
So asking if we have any interest in interviewing Keith Vila, the creator and head brewmaster of Blue Moon Brewing Company, announced his retirement from Miller Coors, and then started this NA / cannabis brewery. I want to talk to him.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I mean, that's what I've podcasted 10 years for, is for this moment.
Yep. We'll pass, but thank you guys for your interest in the Perfect Pour as we listen to the final voicemail of the week.
What are the homies? True, you be here, and I'm cruising, Holmes. I would be car washing. I think we're all car washing right now, Holmes, with all this rain. Anyways, Holmes, calling in to say happy Chew Year from Chew Your Beer to you and yours and the entire family, homies. Also, I know we're doing the showies or the pouries or whatever we call it, the perfectionists or the Perfect Pour Awards, Holmes. So to me, I like to award a few good awards to a couple breweries, Holmes. This year's my favorite tap room that I've been in for 2021, I give it up to Highland Park Brewery for sure, hands down. They win tap room of the year for me. Best beer in a can, like a beer that I haven't stopped being able to drink and appreciate. Yeah. That would go straight to Imprint. Mikey, I think you got a couple of those when I dropped them off over the weekend. Imprint would be my favorite beer in a can for 2021. Best taco truck at a brewery for me, of course, it's not even a taco truck, homie. It's a pop-up, and it's at Lawless Brewing Company in North Hollywood, and that's a pop-up called Jamaican Me Crazy. It's a Jamaican pop-up with an oxtail, Jamaican rice. They have this fucking thing called Jamaican spaghetti, homie, or Jamaican Me Pasta. There you go, Jamaican Me Pasta. It's like a pasta with sour cream and pasta sauce, and it has shredded like chicken and sausage. Amazing pasta, homes. So Jamaican Me Crazy pop-up for 2021 at Lawless Brewery. Also, podcast of the year, homie. Mikey, my podcast of the year obviously is the Perfect Pour, but coming close to you guys, and unfortunately that they stopped recording Indie Beer Show, homie. Another great podcast. My hat's off to them. We no longer with us because they became adults. Not digging on you guys, but you know, they got to do proper things, homie. Our boy Brian wants to buy a house, so he has to focus more on that overtime, homie. So, you know, big ups to them. But, you know, like I said, homie, I'm born and raised on the Perfect Pour stream, homie. So my award goes out to the Perfect Pour. And let me see. I gave out a couple awards. The Chew Approve Award. This goes to anything or anybody, homie. My Chew Approve Award this year, actually my first annual Chew Approved Award will go to Wazoo Corvette, homie, for nonstop bringing beers to the show, homie. He gave me the opportunity to take a year vacation of bringing you guys beer until the end of the year that I did it. Wazoo, I appreciate you bringing these boys some cold brewskis. You get the Chew Approved Award, the first annual Chew Approve seal of improvement. And that's about it, Holmes. I can't wait to hear the rest. Just a quick thing. Had an amazing day at Rush Day. For the listeners out there, if you're hearing me now, let's make 2022 an official Rush Day get it with a line fest. Just bring warm clothing, gloves, and bring some cool beers to drink, homie. Some hot chocolate and some coffee would be fun. I think we should meet up at the Fresno Breakfast House and then head on over to Tioga Sequoia. That's just a little thing for me to you guys. I say we do it. Lime Fest at Rush Hour 2022. We'll drive Matt crazy and Nick and Mike and them. And big ups to Tony Bags, homie. Tony Bags came through. Tony Baggs, he's a fucking cool motherfucking dude, man. Hopefully I'll visit Slow and visit his brewery and drive him crazy for once. Other than that, this is Chew Your Beer. Happy Chew Year to every single person listening to this podcast and the three gentlemen behind the microphones. If it wasn't for you guys, this community wouldn't be as amazing as it is. And that's all I got to say, homie. This is Chew Your Beer. And I love you. Peace out, eh?
What kind of motor was that? Do you hear that motor? What kind of motor is that, guys?
Oh, he's in the Suburban, so it's got to be the 5.7.
If it wasn't for you guys, this community wouldn't be as amazing as it is.
I know.
And that's all I got to say, homie. This is Chew Your Beer, and I love you. Peace out, eh?
Yeah, how many cams? How many cams I got? Like five cams, six cams?
Single cam.
Oh, okay.
Single good old cam? American iron. One cam shaft, sir. One cam shaft. It's not a Subaru. It's not a four cam.
Eight cylinder. That eight cylinder.
It's got eight cylinders. It's got 20 turbos, four doors.
What car are you looking out for this year? You guys gonna get a project going? You got a project going? Car project going?
Car. Ooh, a 2022 car to look out for, huh? 92 Camaro RS.
92 Camaro RS. Yep. What the hell?
That is so cool. Karen's high school car.
Oh.
That was her first car.
So you're looking out for one?
She wants to recreate that dream. So we're on the lookout for one of those.
Do you see them around town? What are they?
No, I haven't seen one in a while. Okay. They've mysteriously gone into the collector car category. So
do they still?
What you could have got for like $3,000 a couple of years ago is now going for like $15,000 to $20,000.
Ooh, dang! How does that happen? Where a car is just like almost dead, yeah. And then all of a sudden just clicks into a
click
collector car.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's that generational thing. The people who had them in high school now have the money to fix it the way they wanted it to in high school.
People should be looking out for early 90s cars starting to blow up right now. You got a car project this year, Matt?
Dude, no different than any other year.
Whatever Volkswagen's in the driveway that needs something done. You got to get a hammer, though.
Ting, ting, ting.
You got to smash it. Whatever you have, you got to smash it.
Oh, is that the rule?
Yeah. That's what I heard in the tailgate.
Okay.
There's a lot of talk about smashing in the tailgate. I'm having a lawless Chew Your Beer. I'm having a lawless beer from Chew Your Beer.
No, sir. Nothing but bangers here. But smashing here.
You want to be a golden god, you could have heard nothing in the tailgate smashing. You could have heard us smashing in the tailgate, but whatever. You don't want to pay $5 a month? That's fine.
This is the year of all bangers is what. Yeah. Not smashing.
Oh, okay. Lawless Brewing Company Magic Hour New England Style IPA donated by Chew Your Beer, and it is a good beer, Chew. I'm enjoying it. And Chew Your Beer, thank you for the call, Chew. Already talking about Rush Day 2022. Meaning to get it.
Left me a voicemail, but she didn't.
Start planning now for the third Saturday of December. Can we not have Rush Day in December? Can we do it in a less busy month? I'll talk to Perfect or talk to Tilt. Talk to the Perfect Poor about that. Talk to the
you leave voicemail
Sequoia. I'll leave a voicemail. Say, can we get that rush day in December. Thanks for everyone for calling in the show. We really appreciate it. And don't be afraid if you're a new listener and or just been a long time listener, never called before. Do it. Give us the things that we can talk over. Nick and I love talking over stuff.
Matt, we excel at talking over.
He doesn't like to talk over things, but Nick and I will talk over anything. You should see me Sunday in church and at St. Anthony's.
Oh, is that you? I love
to talk over the priest.
Oh, man. I heard about you.
And then God said, oh, God, huh? Love that God.
I bet he loves loggers, too.
I bet he's an industry guy, huh? He loves loggers.
Yeah.
He loves dunkles.
There he goes again.
I mean, he's a big dunkle guy. Turning water
into lager.
He's a big dunkle guy. Shh. You shush up. Try to do a podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't record inside a Catholic church. The Lord is my logger. Sorry, I can't record God's message.
Matthew, what were you drinking this week in Fresno or other areas, not Fresno?
Fresno or not Fresno?
From Offshoot, there was Coast, the Hazy Pale Ale. Had a few of those at
the breweries.
The Spokeasy. From Wild Fields, they have This Is How We Brew It. Clever
this
title.
This is how we brew it.
Elevated Minds from Slice Brewing.
A slice beer, huh?
Sticky Scoosh from Moxa. And we get into the new glory ones that
Nick,
I picked up.
Nick, doesn't it sound like he's drinking like a lot of Wazzy Corvette beers that Wazzy gave him?
Kinda. Do you think he got a box?
Did you get any Wazzy Corvette beers, Nick?
I don't. I got a mocha machine from
Let's wait. Let's listen to what Matt says late next and see if it's a Wazzy Corvette beer.
What else did you have, Matt?
Thrash Grass from New Glory. Cosmic Gumbo from New Glory. Timbo Pills from Highland Park. And those were things that I checked in.
Quite suspicious.
Do you have like a dark check-in where like nobody else? I'm going to start a Patreon for my like dark check-ins on Untappd. You become a patron for me just individually, you'll get to see my like weird shit I check in on Untappd.
Days Go by Radiant.
Was that Chew Beer from Radiant?
Nope.
Where you get Radiant?
I went there. Joyful and Jolly from Hop Concept. And yeah, those are beers I've been caught drinking.
Well, how is this? Where's Radiant at?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles? Where's that at?
You take the 405.
The 405. Do you get on the I-5 at all? Get on the Grapevine and go south?
Yeah, you got to get on the Grapevine, but not right now because it's snowing, so you might want to take the bypass.
It's so slammed right now. It's all snow.
You might want to take the bypass, take the 1.
Take her on Tehachapi.
Go through the desert. Just don't stop because there's a lot of weirdos in the desert.
So Los Angeles, that's like a suburb of Bakersfield, right?
Yeah.
Like you live in Los Angeles, you commute to Bakersfield.
Yeah, it's just adjacent to.
Ah, okay, I get it.
There's a small hill between, just a slight jump.
It's a slight jump up the Castaic. I live in Castaic.
The Tejon Pass. Yeah,
I go to Denny's every day.
I mean, Gorman really is lovely this time
of year. I love Gorman this time of year.
Gorman's time of year. It's exquisite. You've never ate at a finer Denny's than the Gorman Denny's.
It's the best Denny's you've ever been to. Where do they get the people to work there? That's what I wonder. Like, it's not like desert. A big town.
Get them from the desert.
The desert. Who did you see in L.A., Matt? Did you see a band, or was this a brewery thing?
I just told you
I don't remember, dude. I'm an idiot. I know, no, but I mean, I like usually
what was you go the main see reason this show.
The trip? Yeah, what was the reason for the trip?
You have all the information you need. I went to the brewery.
Yes, I know, but like, was there like you see a show though?
So like it's so like Mikey's sitting at the bus stop. He's like, "Oh, what brings you to L.A., Mike?
What brings you to L.A.? A brewery? No, but like, what really? No, I came here for a brewery. No, all right, yeah. Where'd you really come here?
State your business.
For gals, lots of gals.
State your business.
Nick,
don't stamp your passport.
What are you drinking?
I had a Tower One IPA from that place you said earlier.
I don't remember what I said anymore.
Okay. Oh, I didn't check it in.
Liquid Gravity?
Transponster.
Transponder.
Right? Transponsters.
Transmitter Brewery.
Transmitter. Tower.
Transmitting on the 1.21 gigawatt frequency.
Gigawatts. Tower One. Oh, great. Oh, trustworthy. Trustworthy. That was a Chew Your Beer donation. I had a can of General Sherman over the holiday.
A whole can? Was that from the brewery or did you get it from the grocery store?
I believe it came from the source.
Oh, the source.
I had an Ale Smith, a good old Speedway Stout. That was pretty nice.
They got 4 packs of Rasputin at the Whole Foods. They got it on an end display. The side stack, the end display.
So they're warm is what you're talking
about. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I'm going to tell you next time they got lagers out there. Hey, go get this nice warm lager.
No. I'll throw it.
No.
Oh, by the way, I saw Rad Stacy at Whole Foods this week.
What?
What do you think?
Oh, my gosh.
Huh? Look at me.
She does exist.
I'm a big shot.
Yeah. Did you get her autograph?
Yeah. She was wearing a New Belgium sweater, too.
Mm-mm.
Even though she's in the coffee game now.
Yeah, it was pre-buyout sweater.
Yeah, pre-buyout sweater.
Dang it. Now I'm jealous.
And she came up with the term fog bros now, because she just had a Humble Sea beer over at Out of the Barrel.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, we should just call everyone fog bros now instead of
fog these bros.
Fog bros.
That's brilliant. What's her radness level? Is this still
up
there?
She's up. She's Rad Stacy. I mean, I saw her immediately. I was like, holy shit, Rad Stacy. I'm standing here with Rad Stacy.
Like level 10 rad.
Yep.
Damn it. Whole Foods. Whole Foods.
You never knew
who beer aisle report.
With the Whole Foods aisle. Whole Foods aisle report. Any more beers, Nick?
I have my last farmer's market Tuesday night / barrel house of the year. Had my last 2021 Big Sur IPA for the year.
Oh, okay. Closing it out.
Closing it out. Looking forward to 22.
Yeah, so I know Barrel House made it onto your list. I mean, man, your Binkots.
Oh, Brewery of the Year, I guess.
You didn't go to any more one venue, beer venue, other than Barrel House.
This is true, yes. Machine Head a couple times. I finally made it to Crow and Wolf.
Yeah, respect. The Machine Head and Crow and Wolf, as far as 2021 goes, probably locally, the most noise from breweries locally was from Machine Head and Crow and Wolf. So,
But yeah, other than the Tioga Rush Day, get it. Barrel House probably was the most visited, yes.
All right, let's see if that's the Nick 80 and Matt is Bearded Brewer 87. If you want to look him up on the Untap, I had a couple of Cellar Maker beers. One was Fast Fishing, a pale ale. It wasn't that great. It's kind of disappointed. I really like Cellar Maker and highly respect them, but that wasn't no good. There was another Cellar Maker that I didn't check in. I was expecting it to be there, but apparently I missed it. Now I don't remember. There's a Bottle Logic beer called Machine Learning. It has an awesome label. Has like a sort of like a ones and zeros kind of label. You know, one and total label buy. I'm just like, oh, Bottle Logic and awesome label, and it's an IPA. But yeah, it wasn't that great. It was all Galaxy kind of beer, and I think I'm just not that into the New Zealand hops and Galaxy hop, and it's kind of lame. It's kind of heavy on that. Had Glad to Be Here from Moxa. That wasn't that great either. It was okay. Toppling Goliath, Pseudo Sue, the Pale, that's always good. The Hop Concept, the Jolly and Joyful, I had it last year for Christmas. They came out with it again this year, this Christmas, a nice red, Christmas red label, Jolly and Joyful, very good.
That sounds good.
My sister brought over for Untitled Art S'more Stout. That's a good beer. That is a double, wow. Pastry stout. You would have liked it, Nick.
That does sound good.
Yeah. S'more Stout from that Untitled Art. She got that at Shell, Maroa Shell. So if you're looking for it. And then I had my last Celebration of the year.
Oh, man.
It's over. I'm not buying any more Celebration if I see it. And this was a later batch. It was a mid-November batch, like 18th or 15th November, 10th, something.
Yeah.
It was the latest. It was the newest batch I'd seen out there, and I'm gonna guess maybe the last batch made. But yeah, I've gone through all my Celebration. It's over. I'll see Celebration again in September or October, whenever that happens. But that's the good thing about it. I like the seasonals.
I like me some seasonal.
And from there does not exist Stellar Fawn. Very good beer. And one from Revision called Moment Commander wasn't very good. One from the Inclusion Beer Project called Almanac, or Almanac Beer Company called the Inclusion Beer Project. And that's enough. That's enough.
That's enough out of you.
It's enough out of you. Some beers we were drinking last week. And that brings us to... Matt, you have some cheers.
I kind of had my cheers earlier with the Friday night Zoom crew, which I feel like a lot of our friends, fans, and listeners have been joined into those. But also wanted to cheers out to Fresno musician Audrey. Her band that she's in, La Luz, was on KEXP. They dropped a video today. So cheers to Fresno making a little splash in the YouTube world.
Yeah, she's kind of a big deal. She's been drumming for a lot of bands and this La Luz is, do they consider themselves, I'm going to assume, an LA band?
I think Northwest.
Oh, okay. But they got a Fresno drummer, so deal with it. And that station's from where? Like a Seattle station?
Or maybe the station's from Seattle.
Yeah. But like she's been in like a ton of bands, like a lot of Fresno bands, and then like actual, you know, outside of big Fresno bands, and she is a Fresno drumming asset. I mean, not unlike the Nick.
Let's hope not. I mean, let's hope so.
Yeah. So cheers to all those people.
Yeah.
Nick, do you have some cheers?
No, Seattle.
Oh, yeah. Seattle.
Okay. Seattle.
That's what the band's
from. Oh, man. Where to start? This year has been crazy. Not trying to get out by doing the blanket cheers, but a podcast is not worth doing unless someone hears it. So thank you to everybody that listens. Personal get-its for the year, I believe. I got to have a get-it with Anson Robin and Court No. That was pretty cool. The last get-it with Tony Bags and Chew Your Beer and Mikey and Matt. I did get to see the Fontana Gym at one point over the summer. He stopped through town bringing us beers. Cheers to Wazoo for always dropping beers off. I can't remember who else has sent us beer throughout the year, but we did try some Core 4, right?
Yes, at some point we this did. Year. It was very good.
Gosh. Cheers to Kelly Hoozcraft. She's always a wealth of knowledge. Whenever I have an LA question and hit her up, she's got at least one or two resources for me. All the Midwestern folks, the single cams and the chefs and Colin and Janine's radar for her opening up his estate, his ranch. I don't know what he prefers, but
it looks like he's got some property up there.
Yeah.
There in the Wisconsin.
His fort. Maybe it's a fort. Is it a fort?
He's just got a big fort out in the field.
A fort radar?
Like I used to have in the fig orchards here. I used to have a little.
It's just an orchard. Always the XL Pedro. He's been posting a lot of whiskey lately, which I've been following too, which I appreciate. Scotty B. Can't forget the original Scotty B.
Scotty B.
The Zacks, Steve and the Gale and the Kayleen. I don't know if I'm leaving you out. I'm very sorry. I'm doing this off my head, but I just really appreciate everybody that sometimes I feel the listeners do more than we do for the show. And it's just really nice to know they're still out there.
Yay.
Oh, Benj Clark.
Benj Clark.
Yep.
Holding it down there. And he's got to prepare himself because in February there might be a plenty of the younger get it. So,
ooh, yeah.
If there's any perfect poor listeners that are going to plenty of the younger in February, I mean, who knows?
I'm just waiting for Charlie Brown or Snoopy to make it on a Russian River label.
Oh,
then you know he's arrived.
Then you know he's the man. So those are all.
Oh, the Floridans. Yeah. How could I forget the Floridans?
Yeah, well, they've been quiet this year.
What am I thinking?
They've been quiet.
Florida
very,
Steve.
Florida's Poppy, very quiet this year.
Al Green. Lumber Jose. D-Lang. Blue Ox from Virginia.
The
North Nor'easters. Pittsburgh Tom what's his name?
Pittsburgh Tom and all the peoples.
All the peoples. The guy who started with Society and then went to.
Oh, yeah, he's up there at Hill Farmstead.
Farmstead.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think he listens anymore.
It's fine. That's about it.
It's fine. Whatever. I'm not hurt by it. I don't think about it every day.
Buck.
Now, Buck's different, though.
I know. I'm going now. Now I'm down in Oklahoma, and I'm going up to the Northeast.
Now I'm going through all the countries. The perfect.
Who's
four.
In the Northeast? It's
everybody up there in the Norwegian area.
Yeah.
Up in the Amsterdam area, Belgian.
We're Belgians. We love Belgians. The Belgians. We're number five in Belgium.
We do have listeners across the pond, and I would like to hear more from them. So, in 2022, let's hear some more European and UK listeners. Let's hear it. I want to hear it on the you can email us. I know if the calling is too complicated, then email us. We'll get it.
Who's our Washington rep, Mikey? I can't remember it.
Our Washington rep, Northwest.
Matt Tubby, right?
Yes. Why am I blinking about?
No, we gotta get we gotta get a rep.
We reset. Gotta update our list.
We gotta get a rep reset. So if you look at the perfectboardpod.com, look at the show reps.
Oh, and Donnie,
go on perfectboardpod.com right now and look at the show reps tab. And if you want to be taken off of there, let us know. And if you want to be put
if
on.
If you're no longer interested.
Yeah, I'm no longer interested in being a rep. I'm tired of listeners DMing me. Then get taken off of there.
It chops.
I'll just continue the cheers. And if you guys keep thinking cheers, you go ahead. Cheers to Dan.
In the Northwest,
Dan G showing up at the. At the Rush Day, everyone that showed up at Rush Day, appreciate it. That was
That was really cool. I was really nervous about it, and it was just sort of like becoming this the thing to stress about for me that week. But then, like with anything, anytime you put on an event, and then I didn't put it on, but like whatever, anytime take part in an event, and it's very stressful before, and then when it happens, and afterwards, you're like, oh man, I'm glad I did it. So like I was very much just like, ah, damn it, why is this happening? And then and then when it happens, and afterwards, you're like, oh man, I'm glad I did that. So thanks for doing that, and hopefully next year we won't have any kind of things to worry about for pandemic wise, and we can just do things like people. And cheers to Colin. I'll say Colin and Janine, but I'm guessing Janine helped Colin. But remember a little while back where I was like, yeah, I'll do the calendar. I'm going to do the calendar. And if Colin wants to help me, that's fine. And I was all like, yeah. Well, basically, Colin did the calendar and I didn't do anything. So I don't know how much Janine helped out, but the calendar is back this year. It's still continuing. And I have our allotment for Nick, myself, and Matt here in front of me. And I opened up the package, and it looks great. It's like if you've had a calendar before, it looks just as good as it always has, except for there's more dates this year. There's more birthdays, listener birthdays, birthdays involved, and so it looks good this year. I don't have a link. I haven't been sent a link to where you can buy this, but in the previous years, you can just
It's in the Porum.
Oh, really? It's in the Porum? Okay.
I could look that up while you're
flipping. All right. Well, I mean, it's probably something. If it's there, I'll put it in the show notes, hopefully. If you look in the show notes of the show, and there'll be a link to the calendar, hopefully. It's not something anybody really makes any money off of. I know it's not like a cheap thing. It's not like usually it's like a $30 calendar or something like that. But like, oops, my battery is about to die. So,
I got the link. It is in the form.
Okay. So it's just a thing that have. They, nobody's really making any money off it. Hopefully Colin and Janine might make something off it, or at least make their money back or something, because they printed these out and sent them to us. So that had to cost some money. So thank you to Colin and Janine for that. And if you want to have your own Perfect Pour calendar, it's a calendar that features listeners of the show, and we're in there too. And it's pretty cool. So if you want to have one for yourself, look at the show notes and click it and buy the sucker. So thank you, Colin, and probably Janine too, for that. Doing that, I didn't do anything. I talked a good game, but did nothing.
Yeah,
like Matt's been saying and Nick's been saying, the Friday night Zooms it's been going on for. I want to say it started probably March last year, April or something. So it's going to be coming up on the 2-year mark. So the Friday night Zooms, it's pretty cool just to hang out and talk beer with Perfect Pour listeners. Thank you to all those people and everyone that listens to the show. And the Golden Gods, of course, Golden Gods have kept us going. We got the, but at least Nick and I did. Matt didn't get to any free beer, but Nick and I bought some beer at Rush Day because of the Golden Gods. So thanks for that, Golden Gods. And then I just paid for 6 more months of our P.O. box at the UPS store. And that was all Golden God money. So thank you guys for doing that. If you want to be a Golden God, look at the Patreon link in the show notes, and you do get to hear the tailgate, which is just us like testing out the microphones before the show, which is, I mean, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. You want to pay money for that.
You're like, I love to hear podcasters getting pissed that their mics aren't working before the show. That's what I like to listen to. I'll pay $5 a month for that. Well, we offer that to you. So, and that's great, man. 2022. Who knows what's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
I don't know. It's going to be something cool, though.
Get your perfect pour calendar and mark it down.
Yeah, get your perfect pour calendar. Start marking down the things that happen on those dates. And then you'll have a little, you have a little thing to look back on the year for. All right? You'll see when the cold IPAs came into play and then when they went away. And you'll have a record of it. All right. Hope everyone has a great new year. Happy the new year. Have a great week.
Happy the new year.
You gonna be safe?
Yeah.
You guys gonna be safe?
Uh-huh. Yep.
All right. Matt, you gonna be safe?
Sure.
Okay, good. You gonna check, gonna have fun though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys like to have fun.
We have all fun.
Oh, man. But first, though, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry to be a dad. Gonna be a dad here for a minute. You gotta check your dates, son.
Oh, I'm dumping all my 21 beers tomorrow.
So dump them all. If your beers say 21 on them, dump them.
That's it.
They're old as shit.
They're gone.
Yep. Gutter.
You done.
Put them in the gutter. I don't care if there's a Fresno City worker out there.
That's right.
Just go pour right in front of them. Start opening up all your beers and just dump them all in the gutter.
I'm going to throw them in the gutter and on street sweeping day. Clean this shit up. Get it out of here. Get it out of here. I'm going to clog the street sweeper with old beer and glass and cans. Yeah.
Not open anything up. Just take a bin and just toss everything in the gutter.
Dump it. Clean it. Clean it up.
Street sweep.
I don't care.
Put my taxes pay for your street sweeping. Yeah.
Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. Look who my beer was.
Who took my beer?
I don't know.